But I really feel this morning that he wants to give everybody a real heads up at this point, that he's got something specific for you that is different from what he's got to the person that's sitting either side of you or from anybody else in the room. And so to just step into that place right now where you choose if you want that. Now, in this ministry, we have this phrase that comes out time and time again about, you know, whatever the question is, the answer is yes. And for some of you here, that may be the first time that you've heard us say that. And what that really means is that whatever Daddy wants, we say yes. We say yes, we're going to do what you want, whatever the cost to me personally. So some of the things that he has for you today, there may be a challenge because it may mean you putting down something. It may mean you changing a mindset. It may mean all sorts of different things for you. So right now, even before we know what it is, we need to look at, am I prepared to be totally sold out for whatever Jesus wants in my life? And for some of us, we've looked at that question before. For some of us, this might be the first time you've actually asked that question of yourself. I know for me personally, I walked for many, many, many years as a Christian and thought I was doing the right thing. But actually, I was just following a system and just following a way of being that I'd acquired because other people told me this is what you do. Or because I just saw how other people were and thought that's what I do. And so there came a point for me where I had to stop and go, okay, are these things that are in my life the things that he's really wanting in my life? And that went from everything, looking at my own personal behaviour, my own personal thought life, my own personal choices I was making, even about things that I was watching on TV, what I was doing with the information I was reading from a newspaper or a book or anything, my choices in relationships, my choices in the things that I was doing that, as far as I was concerned, were good things to be doing. So there was a place where I was a deacon in a church, for instance, that I had to put down. There was a place where I was heading up quite a large youth ministry and children's ministry that I had to put down. And so sometimes the challenges come in areas that we're not expecting. Now, what I'm not saying today is that everything you're doing at the moment is wrong. Okay, please don't hear that. Right? It may be that for you, you live in this place and it's just a case of just checking. For some of us, this might be the first time we've really looked at, is the whole of my life in every place, in every area, completely submitted to his will? So I just want to give you a space just to have a look around every area that you operate in, whether it's at home, at work, whether it's socially, whether it's in church, whatever area it is, with your friends, with your relatives, with your spouses, your children, your parents. Is every area of my life completely surrendered so that whatever he says to me, I can say yes, because that is going to be the paramount importance in my life. So I'm just going to give us a few minutes to just go into that place and just check, am I prepared? Whatever he wants to put on the table for me today, to say yes. Or am I still placing limits on that? I'll say yes if this, this and this. I'll say yes if it's in this place but not in that place. You know, I think most of us at some point have gone, you know, I'll do anything but please don't send me to India. You know, or whatever it is for us. You know, if that's what he wants to say today, whatever that thing is for you, that you've always felt, I'll do anything except that. I'll do anything except stand up at the front and lead a meeting, because that's not me. If that's what he wants to put on the table today, would you say yes? If he wants me to sell my house, would I say yes? You know, all those practical day-to-day things. And I know for me personally, over the years, there's been lots of those where there's been a something that was, okay, I'll say yes, but, you know, don't ask me that one thing. Just look at what that one thing is that is still not totally surrendered to him. And then we'll see where he wants to go afterwards. So in the natural, when someone surrenders completely, they put up that white flag and it means they stop fighting. If a nation surrenders to another nation, it means they come totally under the other nation's rule and reign, and they give up their rights. So I just want you to look for a few minutes. Is there somewhere that you're still fighting? Because although you've said the words, "I totally surrender," in one particular area, I can see for some of you there's still a battle going on. And you're saying the words, "I surrender," but inside there's still, "Ah, yes, but," and "I have the right to do this, or go there, or say this, or say that." And there's still a little corner that you're fighting. And it is a choice. You can choose to keep that corner of your life yours. And you can choose that. But the implication of that choice is that you are not totally surrendered. You may be 50% surrendered, 75%, 99% surrendered. But it's not 100%. So Holy Spirit, I just ask that you come and show each one of us now that place in our lives where we still want to have our say. Where we're not coming totally under your rule and reign, but we're keeping our own choice. So Holy Spirit, just put your finger on that place right now. So Jesus prayed for his disciples. And he said, I have revealed you, that's Father God, to those whom you have gave me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. So in this place, let's just recognize afresh that we are his. In the plan of eternity, we have always been his. There was just a time here where we didn't know it. So just recognize again that you are his. And Jesus was able to save the disciples. They had obeyed his word. So now we're going to look at the things that he's already said to us in the past. Whether he's spoken through scripture or through a prophetic word, through your own quiet times. And this is a place of honesty. Just look, are the things that we know he said in the past that we have not yet obeyed? Has he brought revelation and we've stepped part way into it, but not the whole way into it? Or has he brought a revelation and we've just been waiting for something miraculous to happen that would make that thing happen? And actually he's wanting you to take a step into that so that he can open up the miraculous in that place. So are there things in the past that he said that we have not yet obeyed? So Jesus said, I pray for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those you have given me. For they are yours. All I have is yours. That was Jesus' own words. All I have is yours. And all you have is mine. There's a divine exchange. When I come in complete surrender to the one who created me, the one who first thought of me, the one whose plan it was to have me here on the earth at this time in history, when I surrender everything to him of me, everything of him becomes mine. So just allow him to give you everything of him. Open up his spirit and allow him to deposit in you the things that as yet he has not been able to deposit, because you were holding on to some of those things. So Father God, we just choose that divine exchange, that where we have surrendered, we have capacity to encompass more of you in our lives. So Father, whatever you want to pour into my life right now, I give you permission to make that divine exchange. And I thank you that there's more than I ever knew was possible. There is more of you than I have as yet experienced. And I want the more. I choose the more. I will no longer live impoverished and in lack, but I choose the lavishness of heaven in my life. In every area. Jesus said, Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by that name that you gave me. So I want you to look at where you have chosen your own method of protection rather than his method of protection. Because sometimes we've tried to step into the place of obedience and into the place where he wants us to be with what he wants us to do. But because of our own hurts in the past, we've had our own way of protecting ourselves. And all that that's meant is that things haven't worked out as they should have done in the kingdom. And I've still got hurt, and I've still built more protectors. Well, that thing hasn't fully been accomplished yet, because I can only go so far, because I felt vulnerable. I felt there's a danger, and I haven't fully trusted him as my protector. So where you've done that in your life, just repent for where you've chosen a protection that was anything else except him. And when you've repented of doing that, ask him to show you what that protection looks like. It might look like a wall, it might look like anything, but just let him show you a picture of that protection that you've used in the past. And then when we can see that picture in our mind's eye, when we can imagine what that looks like, when we have a sense in our body of where that thing is and what it is, begin to ask, Father God, am I going to be safe if I choose to not have this protection anymore? Listen for his answer, sense his answer. So, Father God, if I don't have this protection in my life, how am I going to be protected? So, Father God, what do you want to do with my old protection? And just allow him to show you what he wants to do. And if you want to choose to be without that and exchange that for him, whatever he showed you, then give him permission to do that thing and just watch and sense and feel what it is that he does with that thing. So, Father God, what do you want to do with this protection that I've given myself? And I choose to allow you to do that thing. So, Father God, I choose to be completely safe with you, in your protection. And I choose the courage and the boldness that that gives me to do whatever it is that you want me to do. I know that I can do all things in you. So where I've placed limits on myself, I choose to take those limits off. Because you are limitless. You are limitless. And in that safe place in you, I too am limitless. And I repent for where I've placed limits on myself in the past. And where I felt I couldn't do, or I couldn't be, or I couldn't go, because I wouldn't be safe, because I needed to protect myself. I repent for all those times. And where that limited the fulfillment of your word to me, and your word in my life, and your word over my life. And right now I choose to step into a new place where everything is possible. And where I know that experientially in me, because I am now in a new place in you. I can see that he's bringing a new empowerment to you in that place, where he's empowering you for the future. Whatever that looks like for you. Just receive that into your spirit. You don't have to do anything, you just receive. You just receive. Jesus said, I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. The full measure of my joy within them. So now we're just going to allow him to come to the places that have not been full of joy in us. And give him permission to replace whatever is in that place with his full measure of joy. He takes out whatever else was there. And you may need to repent for holding that other stuff. But allow him to take that out and to replace it with the full measure of joy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the full measure of joy. There it is. There it is. Just feel it. There it is. There it is. Wow. That feels so different. I have given them the glory that you gave me. Choose to receive the glory that the Father gave to Jesus, that Jesus gives to you. I choose the glory that Father God gave to Jesus, and that Jesus gives me. That's not puffed up vanity. It's not seeking my own ends. It's something completely different. It's His glory in my life, for me, in me, over me, through me. I carry that measure of His glory. Wow, I carry that measure of His glory that He gives to me. I can see for some of you that's like a glory dust that's just settling on you and in you. And just allow it to come. For some of you it's like a light, a glorious golden glory light. Whatever that represents for you, however He's showing you that, just choose to accept that measure of His glory. For some of you, it's like a warmth, it's like a frequency. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Jesus wanted you to be where He is. So right now we're going to take His hand and just allow Him to take you wherever he wants to take you in the spirit. And he wants to show you something today that you have not seen or heard or thought of before. He wants to reveal more to you of him in that place that is outside of this earthly realm, but is totally inside the kingdom of heaven. So just choose to hold his hand and to step with him into whatever he wants to show you. And allow him to lead you and to guide you. And know that you are completely safe. You are completely secure. And you can chat to him along the way. And you can ask him questions about what's happening and what he's showing you, what you're sensing, what you're feeling. It may not necessarily be visual, and that's okay. But just go with what he's showing you and revealing to you. Because this is the moment where he wants to reveal more to you. This is the moment of more. I can see that for some of you, you have a sense that he's saying something that's completely out of left field, that just makes no sense to you at all. And you feel it's not you, and you must be making a mistake, and it's all in just you, what's going on in your head. And I just want you to encourage you, it's him. It's him. Because you surrendered those places earlier, he's now able to say this to you and to show you this. And you still have that choice to embrace that, even though you don't know what it looks like, even though you think it's completely outside of your comfort zone, it's completely outside of your frame of reference. It's okay, because it's him. And you can choose to say yes and just accept that it's okay, even though you don't know what that's going to look like. You can choose not to panic about that thing, because he's got it. And you stay in that place of his protection that we were in a while ago. You stay in that place where he's empowering you for this thing. Because he equips the called. He doesn't expect you to be equipped beforehand. He doesn't call you because you're equipped for that thing. He doesn't give it to you because you're equipped for it. But because he's giving it to you, he will equip you for it. So just allow him to put in your spirit now everything that you need to accomplish that thing. Just release the angels to minister in whatever way they need to right now for you personally. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, the angelic host.